Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ah. Did you enjoy my private concert, Vinny?
I was
singing for Vinny.
Oh, well, I got some video for...
Yeah, I'm going to need to... I just looked over at you. You had that look on your face and you're holding your phone.
All
I'm
right.
Like, okay, great. So there's no fun times to be had without somebody videotaping you anymore.
Look at this one, 4 and 5. This person writes a lot and I'm a big fan.
Oh, okay.
All Chapel Roan all the time. Vinny is my favorite on the show. That's actually written there.
Well, that is how you get your text read. So, well done.
I admit I sometimes put that in there myself, but this time they actually wrote it.
And I notice he never reads the ones, I love Sarah, I love Maddie. It's, you know,
it's all
very
Vinny
particular, all Vinny all the time. All Chapel, all Vinny.
Guess what? I found a bunch of our old things on here. Maddie found them and put them on here for me.
That's Maddie screaming, everyone. What the... I used to love that when you played it, and then he would have a new question.
Every time he would just come up with a new question. You gotta love, Hooman was just like the craziest character on this show. I would really love him to come back in some capacity.
He'll do a movie review. I talked to him about it. We just haven't coordinated on anything. And
yeah.
If so, this is about the lottery ticket winner. Someone has a $197 million lottery ticket they haven't turned in and it expires tomorrow. 415 says, yeah, Vin, half of $197 million is enough, but I don't want that B to get any of it. LOL. Here's another one. If someone files for divorce on Wednesday and hits the lottery on Thursday, it could be arguable that that person used community funds to buy the ticket.
Oh.
And it would be complicated. Here's another one. Vinny, says 707, you should talk. Didn't you put all your assets in a trust so that Christina and her new husband wouldn't have access to it in case you ever died? Yeah, that was for my kids, though. Yeah. That's the money I would want to go to my kids, not his kids. I don't mind if she finds love again and, you know, life goes on.
No. Exciting.
But I don't want my money to go to his kids. Well, it's arguable that all the kids should benefit. No. The two I made get the money that I'm dying and leaving behind.
Right.
I don't think that's that, you know, stingy. She's got a new guy who's got, who knows what his deal is.
Hopefully she's selected well and he's financially stable and she's not supporting him with your money.
The end.
Okay. Take us to Alice in Winterland.
Thank you.
We've got those. You need those. Mm-hmm. It is sold out. All this week we've been doing this. Every hour today from 6 a.m. until 6:05 p.m. when Jane does the last code. We're giving you these code words that you enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets for our sold-out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's December 13th, 1 week from today. God, we'd love for you to be there with us. The Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is Republic, as in One Republic. Republic, R-E-P-U-B-L-I-C. Republic. Text the word Republic to our contest line, which is 20357, and you are entered to win. Republic is this hour's code word. 20357, not word, you know, you would text us about how much you love Chapel Roan and how Vinny's your favorite. Not that number, this number, 20357. Trash is brought to you by Public Market Emeryville. Thanks for coming on board, Public Market Emeryville. Delighted to have you. Over a dozen restaurants and bars under one roof, robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. Public Market offers a great time for the whole family. Check them out over there in Emeryville, I assume. let's see. In theaters this weekend, there's something called Werewolves. It's rated R. All these trailers, we'll put these up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. It's a horror movie about a supermoon event. If you love a horror movie, I mean, it's Christmas time. Who doesn't love a good horror movie? It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's a horror movie about a supermoon event that triggers a latent gene in humans that turns anyone exposed to the moonlight for that one night into a werewolf. Millions die. And now, a year later, the supermoon is back. Then there's also something called...
Do they die of turning into a werewolf, or do they die because the werewolves are eating them. The other people?
I guess it's the werewolves are going crazy. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it, so... But it is, it's rated R. We got a trailer. If you're like, oh my God, I love werewolf movies. You know, I don't know anybody who loves werewolf movies. I mean, they clearly must, because they keep making werewolf movies. Like, vampires, there's like something romantic and sexy about them. And I don't know, fairies, that's fantastic. Lord of the Rings style. But I don't know. I guess it's not fairies. It's elves in Lord of the Rings, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like fairy style, like fairy erotica. But
I'm a big fan of Frankenstein for some reason. But I think the old-timey monsters, including werewolves, vampires, this is controversial because she loves them and thinks they're somehow sexy. I don't get it. They bite your neck and drink your blood.
Yeah, but in modern day, they're wicked hot.
They're just olden day.
No, your olden day was the Nosferatu with the blood dripping. And no, that, not forget that guy. I'm talking about, you know, the Edward Cullens and the Cullen family of the world.
The werewolf. The vampire, they can all eat it. Get out. Mm. You're just not nearly interesting enough anymore. We've seen you too many times. Mm. It's going to have to be something different, like AI. That's what we're scared of now.
That is true. And aliens, you know.
Yeah,
that's always
that.
Good.
But I mean, the mummy, he's all slow when he limps.
I always did feel like, you know, I feel like I could take a bat to a mummy and he'd turn to dust. And just be a pile of bandages on the floor. I mean, creepy, yes. The guy coming at you with his arms out and the little, you know,
so
the trailing.
Slow,
yeah, just right. Like, mummies aren't running after you. Are they? Anyway, Werewolves is out today. I don't know if you're looking for a horror movie. This is another horror movie. This one's a horror comedy. It's set on New Year's Eve, 1999, and it's called Y2K. And the reason I decided to mention it is because it stars Rachel Zegler, who is about to be the star of the
Snow White,
the live action Snow White, and she looks really cute in it.
I think this lady is stunning, but she is just can't keep her foot out of her mouth.
Oh, what did she talk
just
about?
Just a bunch of stuff about the Snow White movie and the
situation in the Middle East.
Well, and
is
also,
it one of those people?
She's just real. No, it was about the little people that were in the movie with her. There was a bunch of stuff that it just kind of came off like, man, you're Snow White now.
Yeah. You're a Disney product now.
Zip it and be the movie.
So, and you know, Gal Gadot is in it.
Oh.
She plays the evil queen and she looks great in this.
Snow White.
In Snow White.
Okay.
So she's the evil stepmother, you know, the apple barren lady.
Mm.
She comes to the house.
I don't know
of
that story
dwarves.
Very well.
Well, you remember that she goes,
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. I'm sure you'll watch it.
I didn't focus. I was a little boy and didn't care about Snow White.
Yeah. Now that you have two little girls, I'm sure you'll wind
I'm
up watching
sure
this.
I will.
You'll come in and school us all. It looks like it's pretty true to the original story.
Last night at dinner.
There she is in the woods.
My wife has a cup. I think one of her girlfriends got it for her, and Edie set the table for dinner.
Yeah.
And the cup that she gave to her mom was one that said, something like, this is a February birthday queen or something queen. And it was about her birthday.
Okay.
And I read it and out loud, and Edie goes, oh, if mom's a queen, then I'm a princess. And I was all, oh my God. And then the conversation goes to, wait, does that make dad a king? And I go, no, because she's the queen. I would be the king consort.
Mm-hmm.
Queen consort.
Queen consort.
But then, no, that's not the queen consort.
I think you still get a prince title, don't you?
I would be a prince consort what I would
consort.
Become.
All right.
And then I continued.
How nice that you were looking up that stuff, though.
I had to, because my daughter was going, wait, who does that make you if she's the queen and I'm the princess? And I was like, oh, God.
But I do think if you're the king, then if you marry, she doesn't become princess consort. She just becomes a queen. But I don't think she has the same power as
the
king.
Yeah, I don't. It was really, there's a whole thing. But I would have become a duke as well.
Oh, would you? A duke of what?
I don't know.
Earl?
I guess she decides.
Duke of Earl.
Duke of Serf.
Okay, back to Snow White, real quick. Which is not the story, actually. This is a movie that's opening today. It's called Y2K. It stars Rachel Zegler, who you are going to be seeing in the live-action Snow White. It's a horror comedy set on New Year's Eve, 1999. It reimagines a world where technology does turn on us, the world does fall apart, and it's a problem at the turn of the millennium, which kids, children, it was a whole thing. Y2K forever. There's also something called, I love Nick Frost, and who's that partner of his? I can never think of
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. He's not in this one, but this is a Nick Frost movie. It's called Getaway. It's a horror comedy. All horror this week. Horror comedy written and starring Nick Frost as a guy who takes his family on a Swedish vacation only to find out there is a real serial killer on the remote island that he booked. So that's problematic.
Mm.
Horror comedy. Hilarious. I'm on an island and there's a guy trying to kill us. And then this one's in limited release, but it's Amy Adams. And I watched the trailer for this a few weeks ago. It's called Night Bitch. It is a dark comedy where Amy Adams is a stay-at-home mom who sometimes transforms into a dog, and she's the night bitch.
What?
Yeah, there's a trailer. You can look at it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's called Night Bitch, Amy Adams. Trailer on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Turns into a dog sometimes.
Occasionally.
What does she have to do to make that happen?
I don't know. Get super bitchy? Maybe? All of a sudden she's all... I don't know how big the dog is. It doesn't seem like it's a werewolf style of dog. It's just a dog. On your TV over the weekend, today, or I guess tonight, I don't know. A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. Heads up, Sabrina Carpenter fans. Today on Netflix, A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. We've had the trailer up for a while, and it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to look. It looks super fun.
She's going to do a special right after getting broken up with by her boyfriend.
Oh, you think he broke up with her?
Well, whoever broke up with who, it doesn't matter. You're still right after a breakup. You got to go do a TV show and be holly jolly.
Yep, that's correct.
Woof.
Today on Max is the streaming premiere of Beetlejuice. So if you were thinking to yourself, I don't want to pay
you
any money
that
for
movie?
That.
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I'll probably like it too.
It's just fun.
And it's free today.
Yeah, just fun.
So if you've got Max, I guess. Today on Apple TV, the streaming premiere of something called Fly Me to the Moon. This is a Channing Tatum movie. He's the launch director for the Apollo 11 moon landing. Scarlett Johansson is a marketing specialist the government hires to fix NASA's public image, even if it means filming a fake moon landing. We have seen trailers for this. It's the streaming premiere is on Apple TV. It's called Fly Me to the Moon. And let's see, Saturday Night Live, it's Paul Mescal, who is the new star of Gladiator 2. He's hosting, and Shaboozy is the musical guest. And Sunday is for football. Let's see here. Winners and losers for 2024. This is a Hollywood Reporter story. And it's, I don't know, it's sort of like a, people love lists. I have to admit, I've been like, oh, a list? Let me see what this is all about. So this is Hollywood Reporter's list of 2024's winners and losers. And they sort of group people together. So here's some of the highlights, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Winner, Zendaya, and other former child stars. Specifically, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Lindsay Lohan, who's having kind of a comeback year, somewhat. It's been pretty good press for her this year. Losers, Kevin Costner and Francis Ford Coppola, Horizon and Megalopolis. Big, expensive passion projects that both went bust. Winner, Tyler Sheridan. While Costner left Yellowstone to go do Horizon, everything this guy touches seems to turn to gold. Another group here for winners, Joe Rogan and podcast disruptors. Losers, the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris celebrity cheer squad. Winner, everybody involved with the Penguin. Loser, everybody involved with Joker Folie à Deux. Winner, Chapel Roan and the Pop Girls of Summer. Loser, Katy Perry, whose big pop music comeback was a critical and commercial dud.
Shocking.
Winner and loser, Beyonce. Cowboy Carter debuted at number one and also made her the first black woman to top the country album chart. But sales dropped off quickly and the album was completely snubbed by the CMAs. So I believe I posted this up. I'll check at the
you did.
At the break. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. And I'll put all those trailers up as well. I don't believe I did those yet. But it's an extensive list. That's just a couple of highlights here. And now I want to do, it looks like we have a couple minutes here. The most mispronounced words this year. It's mostly names here. So here's what I thought we'd do, Vin. I have not listened to the pronunciations on these. I'm going to tell you what I think they are. And you're going to say, yes, you got it, or no, you did not got it.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
All right. We're off to a good start. Barry Keoghan. That's a guy who just broke up with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm looking at his name, K-E-O-G-H-A-N. I'm saying Barry Keoghan.
You did not got it.
Barry Keoghan.
I did not got it. So that's two for two. Hold on. Should I keep score? See if you go. Let's see if you go 100 for 100. Dog breed. Quaker Honji.
You did not got it.
Quaker Honcha.
Oh, so close. Oh, so close.
Close, but no.
But no, cigar. But yeah, you got that one right too. All right, so that's the third one. By the way, that's what Shohei Ohtani's dog is. He's got a little dog named Decoy, and it's a Quaker Honcha.
Quaker Honcha.
That's what it is. All right, here's one. Pete Buttigieg.
You got it.
Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, much more judgy. Much more
less
judgy.
Less than judge.
All right, well, that's one in the no, I guess. We have go with that. Fast fashion brand, Shein. S-H-E-I-N, Shein.
You did not got it.
Shein.
Oh, you did
got it. Oh, phew. I thought I knew what that was.
I never heard that.
Exoplanet. Speculoos. 3B. Speculoos 3B.
No.
Speculoos 3B.
Two O's. Why is it Speculoos? Okay. You got that right. Right? Because you said I didn't got that.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Olympics mascot, the Frigi.
No.
What is the
Frigia mascot?
Oh, the Frigia. The Frigia.
That was way
not off. The Frigi? Come on.
Frigi.
The Frigi.
Give me some Frigis.
All right. Ozempic and others. Semaglutide. Semaglutide.
You got it.
Semaglutide.
Woo, 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 woo. Zendaya.
You got it.
I think
Zendaya.
So. Yeah, Zendaya. I got yelled at about that. Chapel Roan.
You got it.
Chapel Roan.
Woo, 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 woo. Well, you only got two wrong. But I got a lot of them wrong. By the way, we'll put this one up as well. This is a language learning software outlet, Babbel. put this up. I thought, oh, that's cute. There are a lot of names in there that I was like, I don't know what that is.
They also have on that list the most mispronounced words in Great Britain. And one of them's espresso.
Oh.
It's funny.
What do they say? Espresso?
I don't know, but they don't say
that
it.
That right. Me espresso.
I do think it's commonly called espresso.
I think so, too. I've definitely heard people call it that.
Yeah, there's some funny words on there. So
I love that. I love pronunciations. The Hawktua girl is in the news, and people are trying to sue her now because she, you know, those like non-fungible tokens that people were all about for a half a second there. They were,
well, it was right there with Bitcoin. And luckily I didn't buy any NFTs because I don't think that they're holding their value.
They're not. In fact, they lose value the minute you pay money for them. So it looks like Hawktua girl made like $2 million in 10 minutes. Selling her, it's like a meme coin, which I don't even, it isn't a physical item. I think these NFTs are just like photographs or video clips that you somehow own the rights to, and yet everyone else can have them as well. Like, I don't really understand how that all works, but people put money into this thing and immediately, and I guess
she made $2 million.
That's what it's saying here.
And so people want their money back.
They are, yeah, let me see. She says it's live. Hawk is live. Hawktua. Goes out on there and everyone starts immediately going, I'm down around $20,000 right now on the Hawk token.
You put $20,000.
Or more even, maybe.
Into the drunken lady who said what she said into a YouTuber's video late at night. Yep. On a street in Nashville. You invested $20,000.
Or more. They're down $20,000. We don't, does that mean they're at zero? Anyway, somehow $2 million changed hands over this. I don't understand how it all works, but people are super pissed and want their money back.
I give her credit. You know, the immediate cash grab would be do some nudes and become an OnlyFans. Everyone's interested in your move.
Yeah.
You know, the Hawktua.
Do a bunch of videos of that.
Is a move.
Maybe. Right.
According to her. You know, you spit on that thing. Isn't that what
Hawktua.
She said?
Hawktua. Right. Hawktua.
So, but she hasn't.
No.
She's making a ton of money from her podcast, and she gets big guests. So she got signed with a big company.
Someone got behind her and did her right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
Well, I mean, listen, don't rule out OnlyFans. At some point, this fire fades.
Yes,
it
does.
Or doesn't. Maybe it doesn't.
It
maybe
will.
You don't know. Maybe
have you heard the show?
I have not, no. I have no interest in the Hawktua girl. People jump into the industry and do...
The cash grab.
And do well.
I hate when people do well.
That's true.
Well, no. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who have spent a lot of years building a career in podcasting, and then, somebody gets a YouTube video, and next thing you know, they're getting all the ad money.
Well, nothing's fair anymore. Just so you know, you don't have to work for anything. Just have a viral moment on Instagram and capitalize on it, and you're all set. TikTok. Sorry. I didn't mean to say Instagram. So last year. So 5 years. So 10 years ago. I'm going to leave you with this. This is just one more thing that I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's this whole Jimmy Fallon Christmas seasoning that he's got going on. And one of the clips that's making its way around is Jimmy Fallon and Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne doing her best acting of all time. I kid you not. They do a spoof of every Hallmark Christmas movie that's ever come out. It's hysterical. I really enjoyed it. It has spoiler alert, there's a small twist. So I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it's very, I actually thought, oh, that is very cute. Well done. Mm. Happy Christmas, everyone. What's coming up, Vincent?
The Manhunt update and science!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Come. All right, I'll do it. I'll rub you just the right way. It's Alice at 97.3, and it's Friday. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART. Visit BART.gov. BART. Let's go.
Boop, boop.
BART.
All right, here's what's happening. It's beautiful outside our window of Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco. It's blue skies. Sunny in 60s today is your weather.
It's gorgeous.
Last night's football game turned out to be a good one. The Lions did get the win in the final seconds. Their coach is crazy. Went for a first down in the final seconds there to eat up all the time and allow them to kick a field goal and beat Green Bay 34-31.
Wow.
Lots of scores, very close, right down to the final seconds. The kick went through, game over.
Boom.
The other team went, No minutes for us, no minutes for you.
Zero left.
The Bears are in San Francisco. Well, Santa Clara, you know what I mean.
Yes.
The Bears are at Levi's.
Bears are here.
1:30 Sunday. Go Niners.
Sunday.
And we've got to win. It's unlikely at this point, but because we just aren't playing good. We have a lot of injuries. But what we have to do to stay alive is beat the Bears this Sunday.
Winning's important to winning the whole thing.
Yep. Okay. By now, I'm sure many of you have heard of the ambush assassination of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. This is a guy, they said 50, and it's interesting how your head positions these things, because I was like, oh, he was an old guy. Oh.
Oh.
50. Old guy.
You thought old guy?
Yeah.
I was like, he's just a kid. He's got so much life ahead of him.
No, good for you. See, I went, oh, he's an old guy. He's actually doesn't even have a gray hair in the photo I saw.
Well, that can be remedied. I mean, you know.
I mean, maybe, but I just went, oh, 50. This guy's not that old in the picture of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare.
Are you ever too old to be murdered, though, Vin?
So the investigation into the masked gunman who stalked and killed the head of one of the largest U.S. health insurers is now in its third day.
So they don't know.
Well, they have. I have found it interesting because there are cameras everywhere. Like this guy stopped at the Starbucks before he got into position to gun this guy down. So they have a picture of him in Starbucks. They have a picture of him out.
Like, oh, so they must know who he is.
They're piecing this all together as we speak. They're following all the cameras that they can find to get photos. It's really incredible. Like, and the first thing I heard was this guy wasn't a pro because the shot was taken from too far away.
Oh, I thought it was like point blank, huh? That's interesting.
But it was very close, and he does feel very pro. He's 3 days into this, and no one's found him yet.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he
were two shots. One of the shots I read, Vinny, tell me if I'm wrong, one with the chest shot that killed him, but another shot was like to his ankle.
To his calf.
His calf. Oh. So like, yeah.
You're not running, guy.
Yeah. Stand still while I shoot you, for reals.
They also found the brass from the bullets that were shot, had stuff written on them. Delay, deny, defend. The messages mimic a phrase which is commonly used by lawyers and insurance industry critics to describe tactics used to avoid paying claims. It refers to insurers delaying payment, denying a claim, and defending their actions. Health insurers like United Healthcare have become frequent targets of criticism from doctors and patients for denying claims or complicating access to care. Who among us, even someone with insurance, hasn't found themselves taking the paperwork that you were given and just putting it in a file because you have no idea how to read it?
Mm.
I give up. I don't have time in a day to sort through all this. If I owe more, send me a bill. Otherwise, I just have to get on with my day.
I feel like you have no recourse. It really is it's a very weird industry. It feels like they're doing it wrong for people and right for, they're publicly held companies.
They're businesses.
Of course they don't want to pay out any money.
They're businesses. And in fact, this CEO was walking from his hotel room to a conference where the entire insurance company that he's the CEO of was having some kind of meetings.
Come on in. I'm going to tell you how to steal money from people.
I don't necessarily. I do, but you're right. They're businesses. And I do think it's super complicated for any normal person to navigate.
Well, and they make it that way on purpose for exactly what you just said. The whole delay, deny, defend. To think that a business that who their entire model is, you pay us so that when you need us, when you need the money, you've paid in and we cover you. That's like the deal you make with an insurance company of any kind. And then for them to be like, we're going to make this so difficult for you to get, you've paid in, we'd cancel your coverage if you didn't. But we're going to make it so that you just wind up paying that anyway. Because we're a business.
We already see this here in California where people have been dropped because you are in possibly near some trees that they'll call a fire zone.
Those and trees now, might catch fire someday.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're dropping me. Well, we might take you for double. What?
And even then, we're going to limit our coverage.
Investigators now believe the suspect may have traveled to New York last month on a bus that originated in Atlanta. They also have tracked. There are tracks that lead to a hostel nearby. In where is it? On Manhattan's. East Side, Upper West Side. Sorry. Okay. So this is just more of the clues they have on
this guy
person.
Just spending cash, though? Like, I don't understand how this guy is not, they, you know, we don't have a name and talk to his family and find out what's going on.
Maybe they have more than they're letting out.
I'm sure they do, right?
After the shooting, police said the gunman fled on a bicycle and was last seen riding into Central Park.
Oh.
So that's that. That's the latest.
Combing Central Park.
But we might very well hear this person's been caught by later today.
What I read was that he went into Central Park with a backpack, and they have him going out of Central Park without the backpack. So they think the backpack might be in Central Park somewhere, and I think that's really important.
Oh.
Oh.
So if you're in New York and you're walking around Central Park, look for a backpack.
Riley? Is a block from Central Park.
Yeah, go get him.
How's he doing today?
I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh. It's too bad.
I'm sure he's. Want me to check
him? Yeah, ask him if he's gotten a slice yet today.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not even 11 there. I'm going to guess he hasn't.
Of course.
Science!
Da-da-da-da! I don't have that. Oh, there we go.
Here's a few big science stories of the week. I like to keep you up on this stuff, you know.
Okay, sure.
Keep you in the know. Researchers in England came up with a new battery that never has to be charged. It's a lab-grown diamond with a tiny piece of radioactive material inside. The diamond acts like a semiconductor that converts the radiation into electricity, and it also prevents it from escaping or hurting anyone.
OMFG! We've solved the problem of energy!
It can generate electricity for thousands of years before it runs out.
Oh my God.
It could be used in satellites or implanted in medical devices like pacemakers.
Or run our cars. Or every single light bulb in our house.
Or charge our phones.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
How do you like that?
Power forever, diamonds and radioactivity. I love smart people. Thank you. Thanks for everything, smart. Look around you. Smart people put all this stuff together. So good. Thank you, thank you.
They say there are several game-changing applications possible.
You think?
For this fake diamond. They say the battery leverages the radioactive isotope, carbon-14.
Oh.
And they're able to...
Smart people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This new type of battery has potential to power devices for thousands of years.
Diamonds are forever.
Incredible.
Ah, the forever battery. I love it. Oh my God. That's amazing. Like, remember when the sandbox battery was like the thing? It was like somebody down in Silicon Valley had this way of like having a box of sand and then whatever electrodes were in it or
that
something.
That thing never happened. Took like we expected it to.
Do you think
because there
the
was
Energizer
a story-
buys that and buys this diamond? They're like, no, we want to sell you. Why would we sell you a thing we never have to think? You'll be passing that on to your children.
Or you think they buy it and
they
throw it in the trash?
They squash it. They own the patent, squash it because they want your money. For their AA batteries that you need for everything.
In caveman diet news.
Caveman diet news. Paleo.
Caveman diet news.
How?
Ice Age people in North America ate a whole lot of mammoth meat.
Oh.
Fossil records of a woman who lived 13,000 years ago showed 96% of her diet was meat. 40% was mammoth meat.
Mm.
Oh.
How in the heck?
How did they not all get scurvy and die? What, I mean, don't you need vitamin C?
I don't know. What do you... What?
If 96% of your diet is meat...
Didn't they die?
Well, did they die of scurvy, though?
Well, I'm just saying.
They did all die. But she was a grown woman. She reproduced, it sounds like. Or
the few vegetables they ate had vitamin C in them.
They must have, right?
Yeah.
If something, some kind of fresh veggie. They probably ate a lot of roots and stuff. They'd like... Be like, knock that tree over, we'll eat the roots.
Well,
great. There's nothing to eat around here. Kill a mammoth.
Because they say prehistoric people had much better teeth than we do now because.
Oh, why?
Sugar.
They did because our sugar has ruined our teeth.
You got to believe, though, mammoth, you know, they don't just jump in your mouth.
They're tough.
Hey, would you get in here? So there's got to be some kind of gap that you fill with roots and leaves and nuts.
Berries.
Whatever.
Roots, leaves, nuts, and berries. All right. Bugs, they ate a lot of grubs and stuff. They probably would just like lay there and let ants go into their mouth, you know, just keep on going. Whatever. They need the protein.
Lay there and let ants go in
there.
You
know,
mouth.
You put like, I don't know, a drop of honey in your mouth and then you just lay there. It's like the easy way.
That is ridiculous.
You know it would work though. The lazy caveman did that.
In candy news.
Oh, I love candy too. I'm giddy.
A study found eating 5 servings of chocolate a week lowers your risk for type 2 diabetes by 10%.
Really?
What's the catch, you ask?
Yeah, what is the catch?
It has to be dark chocolate.
I am doing that already.
Then you are lowering your...
I'm doing good.
You're doing the right thing.
I eat this chocolate, though, that doesn't have sugar in it. It's,
why?
Because it's got like a... It's they're chocolate-covered almonds, and they're... I think it's like stevia or monk fruit.
It's good.
It's really
good. The chocolate's really good.
I eat like 5 almonds covered in this dark chocolate. That's it. I can do that whenever I want. But I don't do it late in the day because I'm really afraid that there'll be caffeine in the chocolate.
Mm.
So it's like a lunchtime dessert.
In Harry Potter news.
Oh.
Are invisibility cloaks finally going to be a thing?
Oh, yeah. Let's make that happen.
Researchers in China claim they've come up with a new material that changes colors based on what's around it. And they say it effectively makes you invisible.
Oh, it's like Tobias in Arrested Development when he was blue against the wall. Oh, I love the Harry Potter music so much. I recently reread all those books. And
you they did?
Yes. And... the invisibility cloak was a Deathly Hallow, right? Wasn't one of the 3 things that needed to... It was fascinating how she tied the whole thing together. I was really glad that I'd reread them because I'd forgotten so much.
You know, I read all the books and before I watched the movies, and the movies are shockingly good.
Absolutely like, excellent.
Those people did... a mess. I don't want them to be remade because they are so perfect, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've said this before, and people write in like, what are you, crazy? It was terrible.
No, they were great.
I thought they were really good.
They really stayed true to everything. They left a lot of stuff in that maybe other people would have cut out. And even those last 2 movies, like, because The Deathly Hallows was just such a huge book, and they split it into 2, and I thought that's a cash grab, and then I went back and watched it and went, no, they left every detail in. They even had like the downtime when they're on the run and stuff. Like, it's really good. Really, really good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, did they still have the meeting? They did not. They actually canceled the meetings after the CEO was gunned down on the street prior to the meetings.
That's what you do. That's in good taste. Oh, God, the guy who's going to speak died.
Mm.
Let's cancel the meeting.
Let's see here. Someone got behind her and did right, Vinny. Come on. That was about the Haktua girl. I didn't mean to, I wasn't trying to be perverted. I was
listen,
actually
that chick's
saying,
all about sex. I mean, she yelled it into a microphone and it became her thing.
Famous,
it's not right.
But
he wasn't going there.
I wasn't going for that. I actually feel like someone did right by her. Like, they... She said, I don't want to do nudes, and they found a way for her to make, I mean, they ripped a bunch of people off, it sounds like, of $2 million.
Yeah, I don't know
so
what's up
with that.
So
they're in big trouble.
I don't know if they are or not. People are like, if you're the idiot who gave the Haktua girl a bunch of money, aren't you just the idiot?
510 says, it's called a good old pump and dump. Sucks for those people who bought this joke of a coin, Jorge.
Oh, so they know about
Newark.
It. Thank you, Jorge.
Via Odyssey.
The Odyssey app. Tua, I think, is the name of her podcast.
You should try it. The Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great.
Bring us wherever you go.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's spelled funny. It's a made-up word, but it's our word, and we love it. And it's free.
415 says, Defy, Deny, Defend is also a 2019 book title that explains how to take on health, how to take health insurers on.
Hmm.
Damn. There's books on how to get what you paid in for.
The 925. Now, these are just texts. I don't have anything to back up what I'm being sent here. The number one cause of bankruptcy is medical debt.
I have absolutely heard that.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Well, because it can be, it's just devastating. It costs so much money to fight cancer or whatever crazy illness you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And people go through all their money.
408 says, my teen kids constantly listen to the audio version of Harry Potter books. They love them. Those are also I don't like advertising other audio.
Right.
I only want you to listen to this fine show and other Alice products. But they're
the narrator on that is unbelievable.
They're like so, they're masterpieces, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Like you hear that, you as a radio person, I'm like, I could read a book. And then you hear that and go, I can't do that. Those voices and all the stuff. And
keeping track of it. Sometimes there's so many characters in some of these big novels. You're like, do you have to like go back and listen to a sample of yourself doing the voice?
They have to have producers that are clued in when they do these book reads that can really help them.
Yeah, I've produced books before.
I bet you have.
How does that go?
Well, I mean,
do people come into a studio?
Yeah, they come into the studio. They've gotten their script ahead of time. You know, they usually know what they're doing
for the day, right? There's got to be a plan
days.
Yeah, you've got a certain amount of stuff you got to knock out,
like 10 pages and these voices and these and I got to imagine.
Yeah, yeah, and I've done some of that on the other side and done voiceover and. And part of it is when we did Cars, it was the same way. Like when you're producing it, you're like. Hey, you know, move around a little bit. You know, you coach them on.
There was a director in the other room.
We had Lasseter directing us.
Yeah, and, we did. But he even came in and started tickling us.
Yeah.
It's very touchy. Very touchy-feely. Oh, like, come on, you guys. Let's have some fun.
Hey, lay off of me. But anyway, so yeah, so it is definitely, a lot of people stand, some people sit, but I prefer when people stand when they're doing voiceover.
Well, it's nice to be standing and be able to gesticulate. Well,
I'm sure everyone at some point has seen the great Robin Williams doing voices for Aladdin or whatever.
Yes.
But in this case, I imagine the star of the show in that moment anyway, is the producer who's like, I've got you organized. I've got you set. I can replay a voice for you so you can recapture it.
You'd have to do that, right? Work out what the voices were going to sound like ahead of time. And so that you'd remember what you were doing.
Or you'd just end up with a mess.
I know. Yeah, I wonder if just slipping in and out of those voices, if they don't even do that, if they just sort of like read the narration part and they fly in the other parts.
Although it sounds
so seamless. So
a lot. I mean, these guys, you know, I've done a lot of voiceover. The guys that do these books are super pros. Like they
does it pay well?
Because
here's what I've heard. I've heard you're sitting in a closet with a guy in your ear at your house.
It can be that too.
And that you are, that it doesn't pay well. That it takes hours.
I don't do voiceover anymore because it's just not worth the time to put into it.
Oh!
Yeah.
If you're reading a 20-hour book, how many hours would it take you to do that? Like, would that take you 60 hours to record a 20-hour book?
More than that.
Oh,
probably 200 hours. I mean, it could be. It just depends on...
Well, I hope they're getting some money for it because honestly, you pay so much more for an audiobook than you do even for a regular
book. The big books, they're
getting
paid fine. But like, I was doing like corporate stuff and all kinds of different stuff.
Amazon
didn't pay very good.
From here is like, in general, Sarah and I get through whatever we've got to read. First take, no problem. But sometimes you catch the bumbles or the mush mouth or whatever you want to call it. And you find yourself on take 5. And then take 10 and you're just like...
And it gets more and more frustrating.
Let's call it a day and try this again another time. Ah!
Right.
But I got to imagine they've, got it for the most part.
Every time I hear Jane do the Safeway ads, I think I used to do a lot of commercials for grocery stores. And for some reason, boneless, skinless chicken breast. I don't know why. It makes me giggle every time. And I would just,
I liked do you remember the Lucky Store ones with that? There was this one lady who did all the things that she'd be like, with chicken bone in. Be like, bone in, F and right.
Oh, bone in, Stephanie. Chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I can't believe you actually have even part of her name. She was Lucky, right?
It was Lucky, the grocery store lady.
Was it Albertsons?
No, because Albertsons was Suzanne Summers' husband.
Oh,
what was his name?
I don't know.
I'm Alan Hamill.
Oh,
for Albertsons.
You know what? I don't want to win this award. What's next? What's coming up?
Oh, my God. It's time.
Yeah, we're really late.
New music and maybe a Diddy update. You guys could argue me out of it, though, for sure.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.